Well, some of us, present company excluded, are set for one hell of a long weekend starting on Friday with a rare holiday stretch, including Good Friday, Easter Monday, Anzac Day, and two weekends. So some people just have three business days in the 10 days ahead. So that is pretty handy, Kate.
It is. I guess it doesn't mean necessarily that they'll be able to take those 3 days off. We don't know exactly what the rules are. And if an employer tells you you can't, can you take a sickie? What are the things they can do? Here to answer some of those questions is Natasha Hawker. She's Director of Employee Matters and an author. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning, Kate. How are you?
Good. Now, how does it work? Because obviously we know that we get annual leave days if we want them. If somebody wants to enjoy those 10 days in a row, are they automatically entitled to them? If we go to the boss and say, I'm having Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday off, is that a given?
No, it's not a given. Absolutely, employees are within their rights to take the 3 days leave and get the 10 days. And in many ways, Kate, this makes great sense. You know, employees, if they have sufficient leave accrued and they're not going to be leaving their team short and unable to deliver, then yes, they could take it. And for many employees to take advantage of this, it's a great idea because often many of these employees have children and who are also on school holidays at the moment, and it can mean some quality and quantity time together. And I think, you know, even me, I'm taking this leave and I'm a business owner because I know the market is quiet this month. And with my email volume dropping significantly, this is a great opportunity for me to reduce leave liabilities in the business.
What about conversely? I know, you know, often at Christmas time, offices close down and people are forced to take leave. If workplaces decide, look, it's quiet enough, it's not even really worth opening up for those three, can they force people to take leave? Can they say the business is closed and you've got to lose those annual leave days?
It depends what's under their annual award. So, yes, that is a possibility. Many awards have that ability for what they call forced closures.
Yeah.
And often that's used over Christmas. And that's a really good thing to do because, again, it reduces that leave liability. It's often a quiet time in the market, and it means that a lot of people can take those holidays and refresh and rejuvenate over that time.
And what about stats for sickies this time of year, Natasha?
Oh, this is a good one. You know, yes, research shows that there is absolutely an increase in the number of sick days, Steve. Essentially, according to James Pearson, who's the chief executive of the Australian Chamber of Commerce, it results in about an extra 200,000 people taking a sick day.
Wow, that's a big number.
Oh, cheeky.
And it is cheeky, and it's really important that employers actively discourage these sickies and actually ask the doctor's certificates where they feel that it is illegitimate, that they investigate and take disciplinary action. And the significant cost to the Australian public in terms of this is around $60 million in terms of productivity costs. So it's not to be sniffed at.
Natasha, thanks for your time and enjoy your Easter break.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Natasha. Natasha Hawker, Director of Employee Matters. That's a lot of sickies.
That's a lot of